T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what's creeping up on us is Junkies Poker Open. Not only is it close date-wise, it's close location-wise this year. You don't have to hop in your car and drive 2+ hours, 3 hours to the Borgata. You have to hop in your car and drive about 15 or 20 minutes, depending on where you live in the D.C. area, because it's at MGM National Harbor. We're bringing the Junkies Poker Open home where it belongs. This is long overdue, so we hope that we have the biggest and best turnout ever. If you haven't been to Junkies Poker Open, it's always a great time. It's at MGM National Harbor. October 12th is your date. We have a hangout the night before. We have a registration party. Then we do the live broadcast from Tap Sports Bar in the morning. Then we head over to the theater for the event because it's going to be massive.
Yep.
And then we have a party the night of the event at Felt. Once you get Felted in the poker room.
Question. Took 15 or 16 JPOs for our buy-ins to finally be covered.
Yes.
We had to spend our own $300 to enter our own tournament.
I think
even though we were bringing 500 or 600 people
it's
to the Borgata.
They're covering it.
So we had it covered, but this is the first time we're heading over to MGM.
That's true.
Right, what
are we
going
to have to fork over $300 again? Because
no.
Over the course of time, I donated, I don't know, $4,500.
Yeah. This tournament's cost me like $5,000. Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore.
To listeners, I'm just handing them my money.
Yeah, I'm not doing it anymore.
Because I play poker once a year.
We wanted the event to have integrity, and we wanted to put our own money up. 15 tournaments later.
Yeah, but after going to that window and forking over your three hundos, you're
seriously,
like, this is a bit of a life. This is a life leak.
What is 15 times 300? 4,500?
Yeah, $4,500.
Yeah. Because I've never cashed in that dumbass event.
Right.
I'm down about 5K.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm over that. Last time I think
did you cash in Vegas?
I was so close. I played so great. It was literally the best
you
I ever played.
You wanted an early chop.
Oh, definitely. It was the best I've ever played in that event.
Right.
For some reason. I don't know why. Maybe
you had to
it was
make the final 10, I believe.
Maybe it was because of the timing, but also
right.
It was a smaller field, so I knew I had a better chance to cash.
Right.
I really locked in. I had my ADD just on lockdown. I was focused, and I bounced out. Like just
automatic focus.
I'm not going to say I was the bubble guy, but I was right before the bubble.
Oh, it stinks to be the bubble boy. That's the worst.
Yeah. That was very upsetting. I tried so hard. And just, no.
But that was a relatively small field.
Yeah.
We're expecting a massive field for Junkies Poker Open at MGM National Harbor.
I hope so.
Should be.
I think
especially
it'll be
for the people that used to complain that they had to take a couple of days off work. Now you just take one.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you come hang with us on Wednesday night or Thursday night, but you can just show up on Thursday morning.
I think a lot
the tail
of people
end of our broadcast.
Well,
and
you
head
go
over
hang
to
out
the
Wednesday night, go home, sleep,
right.
Good night's sleep, and then come in the morning.
You do
play
that.
A tournament. Yeah,
a lot of options.
Perfect. There's no excuses for you not to come to JPO.
Lot
in 2017.
Options.
None.
So the Redskins had some options with Sua Cravens, but they didn't really know what the heck was going on with Sua Cravens. Different reports that he wanted to retire, personal reasons.
Nebulous. I think they know pretty much what's going on. They're just not making it public.
Apparently, D'Angelo Hall is the guy who's closest to Cravens. He's apparently stayed in touch with Cravens throughout the process. Just rewinding a bit, on September 2nd, which was the day of the final cuts, Cravens told team officials that he wanted to retire. That stunned them. They were shocked. On the day that Cravens told teammates of his intentions, he had been at the park earlier and even discussed future plans of him on the field with Gruden. He was due to return from his little knee surgery, his knee cleanup that he had had in the preseason. So they actually thought he was going to come back to the field. But then later that day, apparently there was a cookout at Josh Norman's house. And he was in some sort of group text and told everybody, you know what? I'm retiring. I'm done.
Yeah.
So he's been gone from the team for a couple weeks now. On Saturday, everybody was wondering what was going on because they were watching the USC game and they saw Sua Cravens right there on the sideline with Doug Williams in front of him. We don't know if Doug Williams and Sua came together, if they talked. There was really just a picture. Apparently, there wasn't much conversation.
I'm sure they had some conversation. I'm sure they did.
Doug Williams was there, of course, in town because the Redskins were playing in the same stadium against the Rams the next day. So yesterday, the Redskins, at least as it appears to me, just said, had it. We're done with you for the year. We don't want to do this soap opera, this song and dance anymore. You're done. We're putting you on this list. You're not playing for us this year.
It was kind of alarming because you thought they would wait at least the 4 weeks, you know, give them some more time. I actually think they did exactly the right thing. Can I finish my thought? They shut him down, and they're not going to deal with this sort of mercurial stuff. I know a lot of people have speculated that, he's worried about concussions and long-term health issues. From what I've understand from people that have talked to people in the organization, it has nothing to do with any of that, okay?
Well, they haven't said that. They haven't said anything.
Right, but I'm just telling you, some people are speculating. The information that I've gotten, it has nothing to do with that. It really doesn't even have anything to do with the passion for football, per se. Some other sort of family stuff that may be going on. But that's fine. Let him work it out. And let him have a year to refine his passion, if that is part of it, to figure all that out. Because he's not going to fix whatever's ailing him in 2 or 3 weeks. He's not going to suddenly rediscover how important this is to him in 2 to 3 weeks. I think they did absolutely the right thing.
Here's what Jay Gruden said about it yesterday when he was asked in a conference call whether he's talked to Sua or if he even knows anything about what's going on.
And the last time I talked to him was when he informed me that he was leaving. So that's all I know.
He does know a lot. Knows. He knows very little, apparently.
Right. Well, in terms of the passion for football, Gruden talked about it, and he said, I saw him play at USC. So I'm playing practice. I've watched him play games. It's not a passion for football. He believes that Sua Cravens has the passion for football. Only guy who really knows is D'Angelo Hall. Seems to be his only confidant on the team.
Well, I think he's also discussed it with Bruce. He's discussed it with the organization. My understanding is the organization knows what's going on, generally speaking, and they're just going to let him sit on it for a year.
I don't know what the rush was, though, to put him on that list. Like, that's the part which I find weird. And there were conflicting reports about whether he wanted to come back this week. Ian Rappaport had the story. Mike Florio on ProFootballTalk.com had a story saying that report is true. And I could believe that because in one day, September 2nd, he told guys, I'm coming back to play. And then later that day, he said, I'm retiring. So I could see him on Saturday or Sunday saying, telling a source, yeah, you know what? I'm going to come back this week. And then he goes, nah, I'm not going to. And then there are reports that he still may even show up today.
He's a flaky 22-year-old kid that doesn't know what he wants to do.
He's absolutely
flaky. He can't figure things out.
And the Redskins said they had no knowledge of that. Now the Redskins, they're like North Korea, so they say anything. So you don't have to, you know, whatever. I just think at the end of the day, they don't want to be held hostage by this 22-year-old kid. This season is going to be a complete... It's going to take an all-in effort from everyone. They can't be distracted by kids that need attention or they need some babysitting or whatever they need. They can't be bothered with that stuff. Because now the real bullets are flying.
But they have
jobs
shut him
are on
down
the line
for the entire season.
Yeah, exactly.
You think that's the right move?
Absolutely.
We can throw it out to callers. I want to hear from Redskins fans. Do you think this was the right move to shut Sua Cravens down? He walked away from the team 16 days ago. And now they have shut him down for the season. Even if he changes his mind, even if he says, I desperately want to come back, I don't believe he can play for the Redskins or any other team in the NFL
now that he's on this list. They hold his rights. Here's why they did the right thing. He's not going to all of a sudden have this epiphany and be 100% committed, I think, overnight. Whatever it is that's plaguing him. I've heard there's some family stuff that's going on, but whatever. I can't confirm it. It's what I've heard. Whatever it is, I don't think he's going to be able to figure it out in 2 or 3 weeks. Let him be out of football, miss the paychecks. I assume they're not paying him. When you're on this list, is he getting paid? I hope. That'd be a travesty.
I don't think he's going to get paid because there were reports earlier that he might have to return some bonus money.
Yeah, good. Good. Let him go a year without paychecks and let's see where he's at next year and if he wants to play football or not.
If you want to chime in,
my guess is he'll want to play football next year.
You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines at 800-636-1067. See, I disagree with you that they had to do it now.
They didn't have to.
I don't think it's the best move because I would have given him the time to change his mind. The full 4 weeks. And I really would have given the Redskins time to see what they have at safety. They started the rookie, Nicholson, this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, they must know that he's not mentally fit to come back to the team and to compete at an NFL level this season.
They don't have time.
They have to go with the guys that are ready to play.
Right.
Sua Cravens, for whatever reason, isn't ready to commit to the Redskins. So I don't have any problem with them saying, you know what, you're shut down for the year, get your stuff together, we'll come back to you in 2018, and hopefully you're in a better place and you're ready to play for the team. If
how
not,
does it hurt
we're
going
to have to go
weeks.
Without you.
Because they don't want to be held
already.
Hostage to
they already know.
They already know. They can't be bothered with them. The real bullets are flying now. We're going with the guys that are all in. He's not all in yet. So
they, know he's
they don't have time to be waiting around and babysitting. This is the big boys now.
They know he's a headache.
Yeah.
He's a headache at this point. And they just need to put him aside and go forward with the guys that are committed and willing to play.
You're 100% right. It's a message to him. It's a message to the rest of the team. This is serious business now. It's all in or all out. Who's in? You're in? Let's go. You're not in? We'll see you next year. We'll see if you want to play then. I actually think it's the right thing. And believe me, I can't remember the last time I've said the Redskins did the right thing. In fact, I literally can't think of the last time I thought they did the right thing.
Right.
And I think this time...
Somehow they've stumbled upon doing the right thing.
Now, they could have waited 2 weeks, but what's the point? They decided, I think they also thought they were getting some decent enough play from their safeties that they'll be all right.
Possible.
I think that factored
in, too. They drafted Nicholson. The rookie started.
Yeah. Just let him figure it out, and let's see if he has any interest next year, and we can toy around with him a little bit in the mini camp or whatever, see where he's at, and then we can move on completely if he's not ready to go.
He has 3 more years on his contract with the Redskins. If he ever returns, the team still controls his rights for that length of time. He's 22 years old. He clearly has had issues in the past because he apparently walked away from USC for 3 days.
Yeah.
And apparently last year he did walk away from the Redskins for a day.
He did last year and that wasn't even reported? Yeah. He's no longer in charge, right? The team has regained control here a little bit, and I like it.
Yeah, the report here says that Cravens went missing for a day last season when he was dealing with an injury.
Yeah.
So he's, as Cake said, mercurial.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. You know what? He's weird. He's a little bit weird.
And it's a stressful job. I don't begrudge him that. He might not be cut out for him. He might have other issues and other things. It's just too much to manage. A lot of people say it's just not for them. So it might not be. That's fine. Go find something else to do. You could be successful with something else. I'm not going to say you can't. Go find something else. But if you're not all
he
in...
He likes football enough to attend his alma mater's game.
Well, yeah. He likes the attention. If you're not all in, I don't have time for you right now.
See you later, Mike.
These are big boy games now. We're about ready to play the Raiders. Everyone's picking the Raiders. It's us against the world here. We need all in guys.
They don't need the distraction of him.
Yeah.
Just hanging
are
over
you
their
in?
Heads.
Are you out?
Did he leave school early?
Yes.
So he's one of those guys that he wishes he was back in college. 100%.
I mean, listen, I just say that off the top of my head, but I'm 90% sure he left after his junior year. Is that right?
Yeah, he left early.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they handled it absolutely right. I mean, they could have waited 2 weeks. I don't really care about the timing of it, but the point is,
I just would have given
can't
him
be
more
held
rope.
Hostage to him.
I actually would have given him more rope to change his mind because you might need him. But...
they're looking out for the greater good, which is we're going to pay attention to the guys that want to be here. And I think it sends a good message, actually.
I don't think you have to pay much attention to them. Just leave them out there. And if he comes knocking on your door, you answer it. If he says, hey, I want to play, and you believe him, throw him out there on the practice field, and then you see what he can do.
It has to be frustrating for the teammates in the locker room, the guys that are committed and are going through it.
I think it sends the right message.
Oh, here's the door open. You can come back after 4 weeks. Yeah. It's wide open
so
for
you. So
now
somebody else is going to take a week off
guys
because he's not mentally there?
They would get resentful.
Yeah. What do you think, Valdez? You're quiet over there.
I think that if he doesn't want to play football, why do you want him here?
Yeah.
If any one of us didn't want to be here, would you try and encourage us to come back and work on the show?
No, I'm praying a couple of you don't want to be here.
if I said, you know what, I don't want to do radio anymore. I need to go find something else that
right.
satisfies me.
Right.
You would tell me, okay.
I mean, I'll go.
Let me see if I can help. But you know, good luck. We'll never talk.
Look, no, it's the same thing.
You never talk to Ewad anymore. No, he left the show. Brett, it's the same thing.
No, no, it's not. I had no relationship with him off or anything with him. But like Brett had a passion for something else. He wanted to do something for his family legacy. And we said, go. You got to go.
Exactly.
You got to go do it. But I still talk to him. Still my boy. Ewad wasn't my boy before and not my boy after.
But it's the same thing. He wanted to do something different.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just told him, okay,
go. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Right. Ewad is equivalent to Sua Cravens.
Ewad wanted to go off and do Shark Week.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted more time for weed.
I like Ewad. I just haven't seen him a lot. I think the last time I saw him was at Drab T-Shirt's wedding.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody just sweating
and by
outside.
The way, I like him too. Fine. I would never go out of my way to see him.
You know, a lot of people are giving the Redskins crap about that statement that they put out.
What is their statement?
Sincerely hope that Sua uses this time away from the club to reflect upon whether or not he'd like to resume his career in the National Football League in 2018. Yeah,
That's a Bruce statement if I've ever heard one. Yeah.
What's so bad about that statement,
sterile,
though? Yeah.
Well, because a lot of people feel that in the NFL nowadays, a player has the right to decide at any given point if he doesn't want to play football anymore due to health concerns.
He does, but my understanding is this has nothing to do with health.
Right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And so people are thinking the Redskins look bad by releasing the statement by saying, go figure it out, young man, whatever you want to do. When in reality, he quit on his football team a week before the season started.
Right. Yeah, he had plenty of time
to figure out if it wasn't the right option for his body.
I have no problem with the statement the Redskins put out.
I'm telling you, this is not about his body. From what I understand, I could be wrong. This is not about his body and worrying about another head injury or something. That's not what this is.
The team doesn't owe him anything.
Correct.
No, he actually owes the team something. Effort.
Yeah, he's going to – and a signing bonus if he walks away from the game.
I think it's very simple. These are serious games now. This is these guys' livelihood. For him, it may be still kind of a joke. But for everyone else in there, that's how they're making their living. This is important to them. He's a distraction. There's no other way to put it. They can't be bothered by him right now. You gotta try to win games. Otherwise, guys are going to get fired.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Chris Russell, a Redskins insider, will join us at 7 as we hit the scans, get more on the Sua Cravens situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.